to politics in America now, and Donald Trump says that he will close down the US government if necessary in order to build his wall along the Mexico border. The president told supporters at a rally in Phoenix, Arizona, that the opposition Democrats were being obstructionist.
Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. Let me be very clear to Democrats in Congress who oppose a border wall and stand in the way of border security. You are putting all of America's safety at risk. You're doing that.
Well, during the 80-minute speech, President Trump also took aim at the news media, saying reporters had misrepresented what he says were his perfect words in the wake of the violence in Charlottesville.
The very dishonest media, those people right up there with all the cameras. They make up stories. They have no sources in many cases. They say a source says there is no such thing, but they don't report the facts. Just like they don't want to report that I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence, and strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK.
Well, responding to the speech, the former National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, told CNN he was questioning Donald Trump's fitness for office.
I don't know when I've listened and watched something like this from a president that I found more disturbing. Having some understanding of the levers of power that are available to a president if he chooses to exercise them, I found this downright scary and disturbing.
Let's go to Washington now and to our correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, pretty strong words in response there from James Clapper.
Very strong words, Guyon, and words that carry the United States across a threshold. Behind the scenes, people here in Washington, D.C. have been muttering for months about whether Donald Trump is fit to occupy the post of president, whether he is sufficiently mentally stable to have his fingers on the nuclear trigger. There you heard a former director of national intelligence, a man who served every president between John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama in a variety of different positions, essentially saying that he doesn't believe that Donald Trump is sufficiently stable. And he is the first top former official, to voice those doubts in public. So it takes us over the threshold beyond which the discussion about Donald Trump's mental stability is now in the public domain. And really, it's in the public domain because we've witnessed over the last 72 hours a Jekyll and Hyde presidency. Donald Trump's speech on Monday night, in which he unveiled his new Afghan initiative here in the United States, was sedate. It was read from a teleprompter. It was, if you like the phrase, presidential. Then last night's speech in Phoenix, Arizona, an untrammeled King Lear-style rage against everybody. The media, the Democrats, many of his fellow Republicans, including the two elected Republican U.S. senators from Arizona, where he was speaking. They include Senator John McCain, currently battling brain cancer. That threat to shut down the government if he doesn't get money to fund his border wall with Mexico. It has left many people in this city wondering precisely what's going on with him.
And it seems that when he's off the teleprompter, he just goes back into campaign mode, really. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. These are rallies, aren't they? These are campaign rallies.
They are campaign rallies, and he keeps bathing in the support of some of his grassroots supporters, partly, I think, simply to make himself feel better. I mean, we now know that things are so bad between Donald Trump and Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party's leader in the U.S. Senate, a man Donald Trump really needs to get along with if he's going to advance his legislative agenda. A piece in the New York York Times today reports that the two men have not spoken for weeks. The last time they did speak by telephone, the conversation descended into an exchange of profanities. Senator McConnell, whose own wife serves in Donald Trump's cabinet, is telling his colleagues that he does not necessarily believe the Trump presidency is now salvageable. So when that's the kind of shade that is being thrown in his direction by Republican leaders up on Capitol Hill, no wonder Donald Trump likes escaping Washington, getting out of town and surrounding himself with those people who chant build that wall and lock her up of Hillary Clinton in places like Phoenix.
Yeah. Extraordinary times. Thank you for that, Simon. That's Simon Marks, of course, from Washington.